From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Economic recovery is losing steam. NPR's Brett Neely says the Commerce Department's posting a lower-than-expected 2.4% gain in the GDP from April to June.
The U.S. economy has been growing for the past four quarters, but that rate has been slowing for the last two. Consumers spent less and companies restocked their inventories at a slower pace during the three-month period ending in June, putting a drag on the recovering economy. With the unemployment rate near double digits, economists say the economy needs to grow at least 3% a year just to keep the ranks of the jobless from growing. The government's GDP report suggests unemployment won't fall anytime soon. One bright spot from today's report? The Commerce Department revised its growth estimates of the first quarter upward, an entire percentage point to 3.7%. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
With congressional Democrats facing a tough election year, President Obama says he knows some of his strategies for improving the economy were controversial, but he adds they're working.
The bottom line is this. We've got a long way to go, but we're beginning to see some of these tough decisions pay off. We are moving forward.
The president speaking in Detroit about the future of the auto industry, which received a government bailout. Hundreds of firefighters are attacking flames spreading through the hillsides north of Los Angeles. At least 1,000 residents in Palmdale are waiting to see if their homes will be spared. But Deputy Chief Michael Bryant with the L.A. County Fire Department says people should be ready to move out fast.
We do not have homes immediately threatened. The fire is still away from those homes. However, our plan is in place to take immediate action if the fire does move in that direction.
This is one of several fires burning across California. Forest fires are wreaking havoc across Russia. At least 23 people have been killed. Thousands more evacuated. NPR's David Green says Russia is suffering through record drought and its worst heat wave in more than a century.
Crops have been destroyed by the drought. People have drowned trying to keep cool in rivers and lakes. Now forest fires have grown out of control. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin rushed 300 miles east of Moscow today to the Nizhny Novgorod region, where fires destroyed more than 500 homes. Before winter, these houses will stand again, Putin told frightened residents. They kept asking the prime minister, "Do you promise to help us?" Here in Moscow, temperatures have hovered around 100 degrees Fahrenheit for the past week, and thick clouds of smoke from nearby peat fires have made air difficult to breathe. The smoke has begun to clear and temperatures were moderating, but forecasters say temperatures will again be near the century mark by next week. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
We're still seeing losses in U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow is down 66 points at 10,402. NASDAQ Composite Index down 10 at 2,242. S&P 500 down 7 at 1095. This is NPR News. Pakistan is reeling from massive flooding that has killed more than 400 people and spread devastation through wide parts of the country. The government says a top priority is to evacuate the people who have been stranded by the deluge. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has details.
At least three of the country's major rivers have been turned into gushing torrents, sweeping away homes, bridges, and roads. Vast areas have been submerged in the rust-colored currents. Residents cling to life and to their rooftops, waiting for helicopters to lift them to safety and boats to carry them to drier land. The United States has offered its full assistance to help relieve what officials say is the worst flooding in Pakistan on record. The government has also sought help from the United Nations. According to local media reports, the rescue and recovery operation has been spotty, and most residents, more than a million affected, have been left to fend for themselves. There have been heart-rending scenes as families cling to makeshift rafts, and others grab onto whatever they can to save themselves from the fury of the rising floods. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Associated Press reports the U.S. Embassy in Paris says two of its employees are undergoing medical tests after handling a suspicious letter. Embassy spokesman Paul Patton is quoted saying that employees in the mailroom identified a suspicious letter and French authorities were asked to examine it. He says there's no indication anyone was in danger or hurt, but that the two workers who handled the letter were being examined by medical authorities. There's a natural gas explosion investigation underway in Los Angeles. Authorities say that at least one person has been killed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.